Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is another very, very hot day. So we've got this tropical thing. It's just Invest 95 right now, moving in this general direction. It is expected to bring us some rain by the weekend. Yesterday, there was no talk of this developing. Now there's talk of it developing into a tropical something. But I think at worst, it may be a weak tropical storm, and it doesn't mean it's coming here yet, but it's something that we have to watch. We'll be checking with President Trump later to find out the exact destination and exactly where Invest 95 is going to hit. Also, today is 9/11, September the 11th, and we all have memories of where we were. And we will be talking about that on the show this afternoon. Also, the Sewage and Water Board is meeting with the city council. I don't know what has happened with that yet. I'm sure we'll have more to talk about that tomorrow afternoon once we find out what is said. But Sewage and Water Board is facing some tough questions from the city council. Channel 4 did another half-hour special on their Down the Drain series. And this was last night. And I watched it, and it's excellent. There does seem to be reason for optimism. It does seem like Mayor Cantrell and the new director of the Sewage and Water Board, Ghassan Kaban, it does seem like they are sincere about taking on this problem. Sadly, the past administration did not give us that impression. It almost seemed like it was a joke to them. Not really a joke, but they didn't handle it right. They didn't even seem to care to want to handle it right. Now, if something is done tomorrow, it's going to take time for the change to completely take place. Also, there seems to be this real problem, and this is something that the administration can work on. There seems to be this real problem between the Sewage and Water Board communicating with the Department of Public Works. And unlike Jefferson Parish, for example, this is a case where these two separate departments deal with much of the same stuff. And this is so typical of bureaucracies, so typical of government, lack of communication. And we see it everywhere. And, you know, as efficient as government tries to be, with all the paperwork and everything, all the details that bureaucracies deal with, the protocols. It's amazing that the one thing that doesn't seem to happen is good communications. And this goes from the national level to the state level to the local level. And so pressure needs to be put on the city to do a better job of communicating, because it's the city is the Department of Public Works. So the city needs to do a better job of communicating. And then we need to also do our fair share, which is not litter. So we'll know more about that tomorrow, but it appears as if things are being addressed. And I mean, not just being addressed. It seems like things are being done. But the change is not going to happen right away. So I know we don't want to be patient, but we don't have a choice. And this is not a problem that developed overnight, as you know. This developed over the period of a long time. Also, there was a big victory for Republicans last night in North Carolina, but interestingly, both sides are claiming victory because it was a close race in an area where President Trump has dominated and Republicans have dominated. So even though the Republican candidate won in North Carolina, Democrats are saying, but this is a sign because it was so close and it should not have been close. So this is an indication that President Trump is losing support. and the president's approval rating has dipped. So again, both sides are declaring victory here, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But the Republican candidate did win, so that is another Republican going to Capitol Hill. This is from the state of North Carolina, and not a surprise. North Carolina's a red state, so this really is not a surprise. But there's something else in the news that I want to address. And I'm going to address this both personally and professionally. Let me read the official statement from Intercom. Essentially, somebody compromised our Twitter account and tweeted something very derogatory about an openly gay person that we have on our staff, Seth Dunlap, who does sports. The official statement from Intercom, our company, says we are aware of the tweet that went out today, this was yesterday, from the WWL account. The content of the tweet is categorically offensive and abhorrent to the station, and we are actively investigating this incident and will take swift and appropriate action once we determine how this occurred. So we don't know. But what is disappointing to me, yesterday, I did a video about something we talked about on the show, which was the four women who were just, you know, really going overboard with profanity at the Saints Monday Night Football game against the Texans. And I talked about that on the air yesterday. Also, I did a video on it. We posted it on the WWL Radio and the SOTA Facebook pages. On both of those pages, there were people who took a screenshot of this derogatory comment using the F word, a derogatory term for homosexuals, to describe Seth. And this appeared to come from WWL. And people were quick to assume it came from WWL. Why would we do that? Why would our station criticize a man who we knew was gay and openly gay, and we hired him and he's on the air? Why would we do that? And it seems to me that this is just a manifestation of where we are as a country. And for all the people who are so quick to say, the media is too quick to judge, the media shouldn't do this, the media shouldn't do that, look at what some of you do. Some people jump to the conclusion that WWL is homophobic. The WWL, the whole company, like, look what you did to this guy. Why would you do this to this? Why would we do that? Our Twitter account was compromised. We did not do that. That does not reflect, it doesn't reflect WWL. It doesn't reflect Intercom New Orleans. It does not reflect Intercom around the country. In fact, we have a chain. We have a chain of LGBTQ radio stations around the country. We have a history of embracing and not being afraid to hire openly gay people. And many of you remember David Tyree, openly gay. But the much bigger question to me is, who cares? Why are some people so prone to want to attack somebody because of this? I don't know who wrote this on this Twitter account. Well, it's our Twitter account. I don't know who wrote this. But with technology, we should be able to find out who it is. And they will be dealt with. So since there's an investigation going on, I can't say much about this and don't want to. But I think the real bigger question here is, who are we? Why would anybody see that and go to social media, Facebook, and attack WWL as if we really did that? It doesn't make sense. And yet that's what some people did. And it seems to me that this is part of the toxic environment that social media has created. The toxic environment of judgment, of rush to judgment, of caring more about initially judging, than even waiting to figure out what the facts are. And this is something that came from the audience. This did not come from the media. It came from the audience. The judgment came from, and I know all of you don't agree with this, and all of you didn't do this, but some people did. And it's just so disheartening. To attack us over this is absurd. We have done nothing but embrace the right thing to do. And Seth Dunlap is a talented talk show host, sports announcer. And so what if he's gay? And why would somebody feel the need to use that derogatory term, the F word, directed at him? It doesn't make sense. But the bigger question is, it's 2019. Come on, don't you have more important things to worry about than judging people based on that? You know, I talk about this a lot. I talk about this a lot because this issue is a microcosm of a much bigger issue in America. And the bigger issue is the temptation to be quick to judge people. The idea that it's not enough that people disagree with opinions or lifestyles or whatever. No, the important thing for some people is to tell somebody how to lead their life and to bash them. And social media has helped people hone their skills when it comes to bashing others. I see it on this show every afternoon. Every afternoon, I see it in the text, some emails, some phone calls. It's part of the job. I get it. And I don't do the show for the critics. I don't do the show for those people who are quick to attack. I do the show for the rest of you. But can anybody explain to me, and I get the connection that some people make with the Bible, but even with the Bible, it's none of your damn business. Because the only thing that separates Seth from me and Seth from some of you and me from some of you is what we do in the privacy of our bedroom. Explain to me, Bible or no Bible, how in the hell is that your concern? Does it make you feel better to put somebody, to condemn somebody, to put somebody down? This is a man who is hurt. And you could argue that, you know, words shouldn't hurt you, but this hurt this guy. You know, that kind of stuff said to me all the time. And it's different. But this hurt Seth. And whoever did this hurt Seth. And for those of you who were just, you know, quick to judge, that's hurtful to all of us. So this is not reflective of our company. It's not reflective of our radio station. It is reflective of the moronic mentality of an individual. That's it. And we're investigating. But can you explain to me, this comes up a lot, can you explain to me why there is still judgment based on what somebody does in their private life? I don't understand it. I never have. I never will. I'm not going to allow myself to understand it because it should not be understood. Because there's nothing to understand. There's nothing to support about judging somebody based on what they do in their private life, the most private moments of their life. I don't know about you, but that's a private moment in my life. If you would like to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot, and I want to remind you, if you haven't noticed, we have more talk and fewer interruptions. And we'll be back on WWL. And the judgment continues. You know, I'm part of a generation that promoted equality. I came from a generation that, as young people, we collectively promoted equality and not judging based on race, religion, gender, or sexual orientation. What the hell happened? This is why I sometimes refer to myself as a hostile witness to the baby boomer generation. Because I don't always like what we have become. And the judgment over this is absurd. I'm getting some texts like, well, what was said? Again, I don't want to go into to detail here, but essentially, somebody compromised our Twitter account. So it looked like it came from WWL, which it did not. And again, why would we do that to our family member, Seth Dunlap? Seth posed a question, something about what are the most overstated things, the five most overstated or something like that, five most overstated things about the Saints-Texans game or something like that. And then somebody posted that you're a blank. And Seth is, without making it a major part of his show, Seth is openly gay. I did a great sit-down interview with him on video, and it really shows the human being that Seth Dunlap is. And Seth represents everybody who's like that. You think this is the first time somebody like Seth has had to deal with this? No, it's not. But it shouldn't continue. Here's a text that says, thank you for addressing this issue in a sensitive and passionate way. Another text says, I think Seth is WWL's best sportscaster. He's great. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. From Gentilly, Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is really, really just peed me off. Seth, I've never met, but I've talked to him on the phone at his show. And he's one of the greatest people you could ever talk to. He's so funny. And for anybody to judge him on something that's none of their business, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I left the church, because people were so judgmental. You know, who's really, it's none of anybody's business but their own. And to vilify, well, not vilify, but to make Seth Dunlap look like a bad person, really, it really ticks me off. I'm really upset about this. And I know WWA has nothing to do with it. You guys were hacked, I think. Someone just got in there.
Well, the investigation goes on. So we don't know. We know we're just, at this point, we're just officially saying that our Twitter account was compromised.
Everything I'm saying is conjecture, because I don't know what happened either. But I don't believe anybody at WDL would do something like that, because, you know, we have Southern decadence down here. You know, and I'm a heterosexual. I don't care. I mean, I'll name you three musicians: Michael Stipe of R.E.M., Rob Halford of Judas Priest, and Elton John. They're all gay. I still buy their music and listen to it every day.
And why wouldn't you?
Give my love to Seth and tell him don't leave. Please tell him not to leave.
Seth is a very strong individual. Justin, I appreciate the call. From New Orleans, Derek, you're now on WWL.
Hey, this is Eric.
Eric or Derek?
Eric,
okay, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, like I was telling you, call screen, I grew up around a lot of gay people, and a lot of them as a child tried to make me do things that I didn't want to do.
What do you mean?
Personally,
what do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, pedophilia type of thing. You know, I was a child, but
well, you don't.
You know,
but
do you, don't,
but wait, but let's not.
That,
but hey, wait,
I don't
wait Eric.
That against,
Eric.
I don't know.
Do you know that they were gay? Because there are a lot of, you know, pedophiles are not just gay.
No, I'm talking personally, man.
Well, I know personally. Okay. I mean, sometimes, you know, I'm sorry that happened to you, first of all, but pedophiles are not automatically gay.
Well, whatever the case, wherever they were, I mean, they mess with girls and they mess with little boys.
Okay.
You know, but you know, I refuse to take their advances, and so I survived that, and. You know, I don't have anything against people. You want to live your life like that? That's your choice, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you say, hey, it's 2019, you know, we shouldn't be doing this. But, And to me, it's almost like you're comparing, you know, the black people's plight to the gay plight. And that's, you know, the gay plight, you know, you just coming out the closet. We had no choice but being black. You come out the closet, but you're white. You still had the privileges of a white person. You just came out the closet. Now you want to, you know, act like everything is against you.
Look, Derek,
if you're going to cut me off, I'll just go ahead and hang up.
Well, no, I mean, it sounds like you have a chip on your shoulder, and you can have that.
You
can
have it.
You
can.
You sound like you have a chip on your shoulder.
There were nobody
on this show. Nobody on this show. Do you want me to cut you off, or do you want to listen? Let's have a conversation here. Nobody on this show has directly compared the plight of blacks to the plight of gays. But I believe you're born that way, but I understand the point that you're making, but still, the fight for civil rights for blacks was a lot different than the fight for civil rights for gays.
Okay, thank you.
In theory, it's still a fight, but it's totally different.
It's still a fight.
Yeah.
It's totally different. It's totally different. You know, just when you said, hey, it's 2019, you said, well, slavery has been gone.
Well, but see, Derek, Eric.
And racism has been
gone. But Eric.
But it's still racism. It's still prevalent.
You brought that up. I didn't bring up slavery. You jumped to that conclusion.
When you said 2019, and maybe I shouldn't have jumped to that. I shouldn't have jumped to that conclusion. But it makes people feel like, you know, hey, all of a sudden, you know, we're supposed to, you know, understand and accept that.
Why can't we talk about one thing? But you're combining the two. Why can't we talk about one thing that's a problem in 2019 and still care about the other thing that's a problem in 2019?
Yeah, look, I'm against any kind of violence against gays or any human being. Or any person I'm against, any kind of hate crime, I'm against all of that, you know?
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, you was talking about, you know, don't judge me in my bedroom and blah, well, God done already judged you based on Sodom and Gomorrah, you know? So, you know, I don't have to judge you. God done already judged you, but if you don't believe in God, I mean, that's one thing.
You know, look,
you know,
it's Eric, you're entitled to your... You're entitled to it.
We can have a conversation. This is my conversation.
Yeah, you're entitled to your interpretation of that judgment. You're entitled to that.
It's not much of an interpretation when it's destroyed two major cities.
Well, okay. Let me lay this fact on you.
Okay, break it down.
Nobody has gone, met God, and come back to tell us that God judges gays. Nobody has ever done that.
Nobody had to, because it's already written. Okay. It's already there. Right.
Eric, do you feel like you made your point here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I appreciate the call, because I'm just not going to continue to go over and over the same thing. Here is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think social media has made us judge first and made us a judge first and facts later society? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. From Carrollton, Alice, welcome to our show.
Yeah, Scoot, I just wanted to let the young man know that as a listener, I've never seen him, but I've heard him and I enjoy him. Sometimes when I'm getting off of work or something, I'll be listening to the sports. But I just wanted to say, when the lady was caught in adultery, you see, one thing about Christians, we pick out scriptures and things that we don't do, and we throw it at each other. Whether it's sin, sin is sin, regardless, and that's between God and him or whatever. But the point of it is, we have to look at these men running around on their wives, wives doing that. But we only pick out the sins that we're not doing.
Alice, you're exactly right,
and I'd
love to bring that up.
He without sin cast the first stone.
Well,
and I just wanted to tell that young man, I've never met him, and I love him with the love of God. That's the way I feel about that young man, a handsome young man.
Yeah.
I have him in my family. He never told me, but I think my grandson. But I'm not going to stop loving him because of, that's his life and that's what he wants to do. And it's just really so sad. And it went viral, and I'm just going to get off. I think it was about a year old or 2 years old, these two little kids. One was black and one was out but white. And it's about 16 million hits. And these little kids, they just seen each other, but they ran to each other with their arms wide open and hugged each other, and it just warmed your heart.
Yeah.
We had this young boy had autism, and he was crying his first day of school, and this little black kid went over to him and caught his hand, and now they are friends. The mother and him are friends, and this is what we need to look at instead of worrying about other people's business.
Well, Alice, you know, when you talk about those two kids, what you're telling us is that bias and hate is taught.
It's taught. Exactly, Scoop. And I just wanted to lift that young man up and just tell him, I tell you, I love him. I'm a black person, and I tell you, we just have to stop this.
Yeah.
We just have to stop doing this.
Yeah, we do.
Because guess what? When Katrina came, we didn't see a color. We just helped each other. And people, when we went to the other cities, they helped us.
And Monday night. And Monday night in the Dome. And Monday night watching.
Oh, Lord.
We didn't see color either.
The news, and they didn't see color. Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
Well, Alice, I appreciate the call. All right, you too. If you would like to join us with your thoughts and feelings and conversation, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. Text is 870-870. Are we really free to do what we want? No. Because if you have the courage to follow the voice that tells you who you are, then you put yourself in a position of being targeted with judgment and with hate. This is America. What the hell happened to us? 260-1870. Text is 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we're coming back. This is, and I say this proudly, this is WWL. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. We're talking about something that happened, but it's not something that is unique to business. It's not something that is unique to individuals. It's not something that is unique to America. Somebody compromised the WWL Twitter account and responded to something that host of The Last Lap, Seth Dunlap, the night show, is also part of Fans First Take before Saints games, and he is he's a sportscaster and a sports talk show host, Seth Dunlap. Seth Dunlap is openly gay, although he doesn't go out of his way to make that part of his show. But he's not ashamed of who he is. And somebody responded to that tweet, that compromised tweet, by saying, you're a blank, using the F word for gay. And then people took to our Facebook page and my Facebook page, and they posted a screenshot of the tweet, which has gone viral. This was on Channel 4 Eyewitness News this morning. And they blamed WWL for being homophobic. How can we be homophobic? We hired Seth. We put him on the air, knowing he's openly gay. We hired him because of his professional character. And we didn't care about what he did in his bedroom. They don't care about what I do in mine. And we don't care about what you do in yours. Remember David Tyree? David Tyree was openly gay. We're a company, Entercom is a company that has a chain of LGBTQ radio stations around the country. So this rush to judgment that we are a homophobic company is ludicrous. And here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Do you think social media has made us a judge first and facts later society? 97% say yes, 3% say no. And you can give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. When I first started seeing some of these posts on Facebook, it hurt me. It hurt me because I know this company. And we're not perfect. But we're not what we were accused of being. And what it is, it's a symptom of the times that somebody would be so quick to judge that we did that. Why would we do that? But again, this is the world in which we live. And it's only us that can ultimately change it. From Mid-City, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoots. I enjoy talking to you. I'm very upset right now. I listen to your show, Seth's show, and Sports Talk. I'm straight. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I'm happily married for over 10 years. This really upsets me as much as if it was a member, if this happened to a member of my family. I've met Seth several times off the air, some of those times at a gaming shop that we both frequent.
Mm-hmm.
He's just as wonderful a person, in person as he is on the air. He's genuine. He's a really great individual. And I'd say this really saddens me.
It is sad. And Brian, it's not just because it's about Seth. It's about everybody like Seth. And it's about things like this that happen, and it's a statement about our rush to judgment. And as I said earlier, there are so many people who are so quick to judge the media for being quick to judge. And here, this is the audience. These are citizens. These are people who are quick to judge based on information they have, but they don't have all the information. So you can't be that way and criticize the media for jumping to any kind of conclusion on anything. Because that's exactly what these people did. And it's really, it's the best way to say it is, it's sad. Just the very idea, and you know this is a passionate topic for me. I'm straight, but I don't want to live in a country where we're not treated equally. And so I stand up for gay rights. I stand up for the rights of blacks and Muslims. I stand up for the rights of women. I stand up for the rights of everybody. The common denominator is I'm consistent with standing up for equality. And it doesn't matter who the group is or who the person is. But, you know, forget about any bond that you have with the Bible and homosexuality. Forget about it. I mean, you could hold that. That can be yours. But forget about that when it comes to judging, because you shouldn't use that to judge. Because what somebody does in the privacy of their bedroom is none of your business. None. Zero. And that's why the judgment of this is just so, so ludicrous. And that's what it is. It is the judgment of this one specific, very personal, private moment in a person's life. How can you criticize that? It's not your business. 260-1870. Text 870. 870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. And this is WWL. We're running out of time. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll continue to talk about this in the next hour. But I also want to add to the conversation. Today is September 11th. It's 9/11. And as long as we're talking about who we are, let's talk about who we are. And let's talk about what we learned. Let's talk about what we were after 9/11 and what we have become today. I'm Scoot. The conversation continues on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.